The Rosedale Symphony Orchestra comprises dedicated musicians who play for the sheer joy of making music. It features newcomers and seasoned musicians alike, striving to enrich the cultural experience in the Rosedale neighborhood and throughout Toronto. This Saturday, the Rosedale Symphony Orchestra will perform Verdi's overture from La Forza del Destino, Liszt's Le Prelude, and the first Carmen Suite of Bizet. As well, Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 4 in G Major, Opus 58. Suzanne Yu will conduct, and it's happening at the Calvin Presbyterian Church. That's 26 Delisle Avenue in Toronto, 8 p.m. start time. Admission is by donation, and you can learn more at rosedalesymphonyorchestra.com. Joining us with more is founder and artistic director Darren Lee. He's also going to play piano for the Beethoven performance this weekend. He founded the RSO in 2022 with the vision of creating a high-caliber orchestra, and he's been instrumental in building chamber ensembles, many of the members meeting through the Toronto Summer Music Festival. Darren Lee, welcome to the New Classical FM.
All right, thank you, Mark.
So take us back to 2022. You are performing, and what happens to create this Rosedale?
Well, you know, I think it just sort of happened by accident. You know, I think, of course, we have to go back a little before 2022, the pandemic,
yeah.
Of course, when, you know, sort of everything shut down. And it actually gave us an opportunity to play in smaller musical groups. So I kind of got the chamber music thing started. I think there used to be the, you know.
I think a lot of people did around
yeah.
that time, right?
Well, because orchestras were shut down.
Yeah.
So then it sort of became, well, the stay-at-home provisions, I think you were allowed 5 people max in your home. You remember those days?
Of course.
So, of course.
Trying to forget them sometimes.
Exactly. So yeah. I thought, okay, 5 quintet, let's do this.
Yeah.
Right? Like max, we could do, you know, trios and quartets. So it kind of started there. A few of us that had known each other through the Toronto Summer Music Festival.
Now, that's a big jump to go with Toronto Summer Music Festival, being online to say, okay, we're actually going to build an orchestra.
Well, it started off chamber.
Okay.
Right? And then what we sort of did was, you know, one person knew another person, and then I was looking through my contacts of, you know, because I'm a chartered accountant and finance professor as my, you know, regular job. So, you know, I knew some people that played instruments, and I thought, okay, well, I'm going to dig back into that contact. So kind of one thing led to another, and we started off, you know, very small. It was like, you know, just strings. Practicing, you know, our first piece, the Emperor Concerto, it was just for strings.
Right.
But then eventually we started finding, well, you know, here's a clarinet player, here's a flute player, you know, here's a bassoon. I was like, wait, hang on a second here. We're going to have to actually start using the full score now because there's all these other instruments. And as the weeks and months went on, the orchestra gradually grew.
So tell me about Rosedale as a neighborhood. Tell me about choosing that and how maybe that community's banded around this.
I guess partly that's where I live.
Very
and,
good.
And work.
Good starting point.
Also, our venue that we found, the Calvin Presbyterian Church, which is essentially by Rosedale, a very warm and welcoming venue. The sound is phenomenal. And they welcomed us with open arms.
Right.
They were very friendly, and they were they gave us sort of the lay of the land. Okay, you know, when do you want to rehearse? The piano there, a 9-foot Bechstein.
That's nice.
Was amazing. So yeah. I sort of fell in love with that.
And able to build from there. So 2023, this ensemble sort of makes a debut, and how has it gone since then?
Well, we made our debut with the Emperor Concerto,
right
with me as a soloist, and we decided we'd go with a 3 or 4 concert per year model, just to give people a break, and, you know, we're essentially a startup, so
sure.
There's only so much we can do. So our next concert was in December, and,
right.
You know, we had a different conductor, because what we do here is we have a rotating group of guest conductors, and some of these conductors, they also play in the orchestra. So it's kind of a really neat, like in other concerts, of course.
You were saying too, you're about to play piano for the Beethoven
yes.
Concerto coming up, but you're saying, you know, you've had clarinet, you've had flute, you yeah. kind of mix it up from a concerto standpoint, a solo standpoint.
Well, absolutely, because like the idea here is it's community orchestra, but
yep.
one of the things we want to do here is we think about the inclusive spirit. And so there's a lot of really talented players in this group. I mean, I know that they have day jobs outside of music, but great violinists, cellists, clarinetists, and many of them would love a chance to play as a soloist with an orchestra that they normally play with. Like, it's a really cool team effort.
I love that. And if you are just joining us, our look at arts and culture here on The Oasis, the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore, and we're talking about the Rosedale Symphony Orchestra performing this weekend, and it's happening at the Calvin Presbyterian Church. That is 26 Delisle Avenue in Toronto, 8 p.m. start time, admission by donation. And it's rosedalesymphonyorchestra.com. And once again, happening on Saturday with us, founder, artistic director, Darren Lee. And so let's go through the repertoire. We do have Verdi's overture from La Forza del Destino, Liszt's Le Prelude, the Carmen Suite of Bizet, Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 4. And it's Suzanne, really, I would imagine, who picked out this repertoire.
It's sort of a balance,
right?
Balance thing. So I think...
Dipping into the opera world there.
Yes, exactly. And Suzanne, who isn't with us today, I mean, she, a lot of her background is in opera.
Right.
Right. And so she was very, very comfortable and wanting to conduct something like that. So one of the main pieces, of course, we were doing is the Beethoven. And
yeah,
that has a certain, you know, certain kind of character. So we wanted some contrast, but as you said, also into a different world like opera.
So we'll have Verdi and the Carmen Suite of Bizet. Yeah. Very, very popular. So, of course, Franz Liszt. And we should talk about the Beethoven Piano Concerto No. 4 in G major, Opus 58. This has to be a big deal for you in the sense that this is a chance to perform it with the orchestra that you created.
This concerto is so special to me. I mean, it is sublime. It's ethereal. I mean, there are so many words to describe it, and they all fail because it's, you know, the music has to speak for itself. So this has been one of those pieces that I have been so devoted to and just very passionate about learning and playing. So it's been on my list for many years, but I never felt there was really a right time for it.
Okay.
Until sort of everything went, you know, came together here with this orchestra. I thought, okay, this might be the chance. I played, you know, lots of concertos with orchestras before, but this will be my first time playing the Beethoven 4th with an orchestra. I mean, obviously, I played it with, you know, second piano and all that, but it's not quite the same as playing it with...
this orchestra that you sort of built from the ground up.
Yeah, right? So it's great because, you know, I get to play music that I love and share it together with other colleagues that I have grown to love and essentially think of as family. I mean, we see each other every week and, you know, we communicate by email and tech, you know, it really has become quite a community spirit here.
Let's go through it one more time. This Saturday, Rosedale Symphony Orchestra, Verdi's Overture from La Forza del Destino, Liszt's Le Prelude, and the first Carmen Suite from Bizet and Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 4 in G major, Opus 58. And it should be a lovely night once again at the Calvin Presbyterian Church. That's 26 Delisle Avenue in Toronto, 8 p.m. start time. This Saturday, admission by donation. You can learn more at rosedalesymphonyorchestra.com. Founder, Artistic Director, Darren Lee, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let's listen a little more from this concert. In fact, we'll get to the Verdi.